The two not-so-good deputies were in the sheriff's office when we got there. One of them, a fat fellow wearing a tall black hat with a gaudy rattlesnake band, taking his ease behind Peavy's desk. He eyed the guns I was wearing and got up in a hurry.
"You're the gunslinger, ain't ya?"
he said.
"Well met, well met. We both say so. Where's t'other one?"
I escorted young Bill through the archway and into the jail without answering. The boy looked at the cells with interest but no fear. The drunk, Salty Sam was long gone, but his aroma lingered. From behind me, the other deputy asked,
"What do you think you're doing, young Cy?"
"My business," I said. "Go back to the office and bring me the key ring to these cells, and be quick about it if you please." None of the smaller cells had mattresses on their bunks, so I took young Bill to the drunken disorderly cell where Jamie and I had slept the night before. As I put the two straw pallets together to give the boy a little more comfort, after what he'd been through, I reckoned he deserved all the comfort he could get. Bill looked up at the chalk map on the wall.
"What is it, Cy?"
"Nothing to concern you," I said. "Now listen to me. I'm going to lock you in, but you're not to be afraid, for you've done nothing wrong. 'Tis but for your own safety. I have an errand that needs running, and when it's done, I'm going to come in there with you."
"And lock us both in," said he. "You better lock us both in case it comes back."
"Do you remember it now?"
"A little," he said, looking down. "It wasn't a man. Then it was. It killed my Da."
He put the heels of his hands against his eyes. "Poor Da." The deputy with the black hat returned with the keys. The other was right behind him. Both were gawking at the boy as if he were a two-headed goat in a road show. I took the keys.
"Good. Now, back to the office, both of you."
"Seems like you might be throwing your weight around a little, youngster,"
Black Hat said, and the other, a little man with an undershot jaw, nodded vigorously.
"Go now," I said. "This boy needs rest."
They looked me up and down, then went, which was the correct thing. The only thing, really. My mood was not good. The boy kept his eyes covered until their boot heels faded back through the arch. Then he lowered his hands.
"Will you catch him, Cy?"
"Yes."
"And will you kill him?"
"Does thee want me to kill him?" He considered this and nodded.
"Aye, for what he did to my Da, and to Cy Jefferson, and all the others, even Elrod."
I closed the door of the cell, found the right key, and turned it. The key ring I hung over my wrist, for it was too big for my pocket.
"I'll make you a promise, young Bill," I said, "one I swear to on my father's name. I won't kill him, but you shall be there when he swings, and with my own hand I'll give you the bread to scatter beneath his dead feet."